Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 34, Globalization in the New Millennium. Have we entered a golden age, or is the world descending into a fiery abyss? The future is unknowable, but the study of history suggests that neither extreme is likely. Golden ages and dark ages are rare, and our understanding of our own time is easily swayed by hopes, fears, and other emotions. If the exuberant optimism of the 1990s now seems excessive, the pessimism of the early 2000s may in time seem equally unwarranted. What is undeniable is that the turn of the millennium has seen important global changes. The Iron Curtain that had divided Europe fell, taking with it the tensions and risks of the Cold War. The Soviet Empire broke up, while dozens of countries have joined new economic coalitions. Former communist nations have embraced capitalism with varying degrees of enthusiasm. As trading barriers tumbled, world trade surged, creating both new wealth and new inequalities. However, international terrorism and the proliferation of nuclear weapons cast shadows on the future. Further, the aggressive response of the United States to the 9/11 attacks have caused some people to worry about a new superpower imperialism. History teaches that change is always uneven. Changes in global economic institutions and telecommunications have notably outstripped changes in political institutions. The nation-state has remained supreme, and the structure of the United Nations has changed little since its founding 6 decades ago. States have resisted limits on their autonomy, while the more powerful ones have taken unilateral actions regardless of international public opinion. Rather than yielding to globalization, many older ideas and values have continued to thrive. The less powerful have adapted slowly, dug in their heels against change, or rose against it. Protests have forced new attention to global poverty, disease, exploitation, and environmental damage that globalization caused or failed to relieve. Adjustments have been made, but on the whole, change on these fronts has come slowly. Historians surveying the broad sweep of history may one day conclude that the 9/11 attacks constituted a watershed that significantly inhibited the world's political evolution. Equally possible is that the most potent force of the early 21st century will prove to be the Internet, with its unlimited potential for connecting peoples and ideas throughout the world.